Greg Barilla with the New York chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses says another shutdown like the one imposed in the spring would cause many struggling businesses to close for good. He hopes the state can continue targeting specific locations where the virus is rising and then impose restrictions in that area to contain it.
Without a doubt, it's better than a complete economic shutdown. That is our biggest fear. We don't believe that the small businesses of New York State, the economy of New York State, the local communities that rely on the jobs and local revenue that small businesses create can survive another statewide economic shutdown. We think it would be a catastrophe.
He says there's no immediate aid coming from the federal government, and the PPP business loans approved by Congress in the spring have run out. Some state lawmakers also support the microcluster approach. Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, a Democrat from Albany, has been championing small businesses in her city. Fahey and two of her colleagues are also writing to Cuomo to ask that widespread shutdowns not be considered.
Let's not do these massive shutdowns of gyms or shopping malls or restaurants. That is not bad. That will just crush the economy even more. And without being as successful, we know where the problems are. We've got to target the problems because we know most businesses are acting incredibly responsibly.
Barilla says the vast majority of his members are religiously practicing safety measures, like obeying a state law to require masks for customers and staff, enforcing social distancing, and providing hand sanitizer. He says chain retail stores like Walmart and Target were open throughout the pandemic, and many smaller businesses have been open since the summer. So far, no widespread outbreaks have been traced to any of them.
I think this increase we're seeing right now is for a number of factors, but I don't think the general operation of local businesses is one of those factors.
Governor Cuomo says he's not planning any widespread shutdowns. He says the microcluster approach is working. He says restrictions in some earlier hotspot zones, including ones in New York City and the Southern Tier, have been lessened, and some have been removed from that designation altogether.
The good news is microclusters work. Following the rules work. Broome County was a yellow zone. It's now under control and is back to normal.
Already, though, there are signs that wider shutdowns might be coming. Health officials are warning that the upcoming holiday season could greatly increase the spread of the virus. And the areas designated as microclusters are steadily growing bigger. Cuomo warns that all of New York City may be designated an orange zone in the coming days due to the rising virus rates. The city's public schools are already closed except for remote learning. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.